Vanessa suffers from PTSD, but she's also a talented musician.
I'm a very skilled musician. I sing, I play the flute, and I play in the CLB band. I'm very, very skilled, but I had never learned to play guitar. And then I tried to start teaching myself, but it's very hard to learn it in isolation, because guitar is a very social instrument.
According to Mike Hanlon, the organizer of the group, it isn't just for veterans, but for anyone who's suffering.
It is a program meant for military veterans, first responders being fire, police, EMT, and medical personnel, Canada Corrections, and Canada Border Services.
Meeting together is an experience, according to Vanessa. It's a place for her and others to heal.
We do that for maybe 45 minutes, and then, or maybe an hour, and then we get together and we jam. And so those of us who don't play as well, we just play what we can, and the others play, and we have a couple of people, like someone brings a bodhran. I just recently bought a tin whistle. I'm going to try to get back up to speed on tin whistle, and we just sit around and play. And if you can't play, you just listen and you sing. It's great.
Anyone who would like to help, Natalie has some advice.
If you're interested in helping a veteran who's suffering to find some peace, and this is something that can give him or her peace. You know, there are lots of people who have guitars kicking around in their basement that belong to their teenage kid who never plays again, or who, you know, and then there are other people who just might want to sponsor a guitar. If you know someone who's just not right with their soul, who's just having a little bit of trouble or a lot of trouble, you know, encourage them to seek help. And, you know, help can be, it can be a buddy check for a coffee. It can be an instrument in your hands so that you have to think about something else, or it can be an outing to listen to other people.
For Kicker Radio, I'm Amy Clary.